a stab wound.
And, you know, sometimes a wound won't heal back right. It's got to be cut out or burned out.
They call it proud flesh, isn't it?
Okay. And if you have a cut on your finger, a little brown liquid medicine that stings.
Iodine.
What about a real bitter medicine people used to have to take?
Quinine.
And
I ought to know, I've taken enough of that.
And you say, there's nothing really wrong with Aunt Lizzie, but sometimes she acts kind of...
kind of queer.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of queer.
Mm-hmm.
Or queer.
Uh-huh. What does that mean exactly?
Means that she's not acting exactly like a person should act.
Mm-hmm.
Not normal, in other words.
Mm-hmm. Has that word changed meanings recently or in your lifetime?
Yes. Queer now is not used in the expression of people act queer mm-hmm. anymore. It's used in the sexual part of a physical body now.
Mm-hmm.
And a person, when someone say, well, he's queer,
mm-hmm.
that means that his sexual functions are not as they should be.
Mm-hmm. Meaning homosexual?
That's right.
Did people ever used to use that word as a noun? Back when it had the old meaning, did people say that so-and-so was a queer? Or did they just use it as a...
That has been used that way in the past, but it's used that way much more now than mm-hmm. it used to be.
Mm-hmm. And say someone was shot and didn't recover, you say, well, the doctor did all he could, but still the man
died.
Any nicer ways of saying somebody died?
Passed away.
Mm-hmm. What about a crude way of saying that? You say, I'm glad that old skinflint finally
died.
Okay. You say, well, he's been dead a week and nobody's figured out yet what he died
from.
And a place where people are buried.
In a cemetery or a graveyard.
And what they put the body in.
Coffin or a casket.
Uh-huh. And the ceremony.
Funeral.
And if people are dressed in black, you say that they're
in mourning.
Say on an average sort of day, if someone asks you how you're feeling, you'd say, oh, I'm...
very well.
Okay.
Pretty good.
And say when you're getting old and your joints start hurting, you say you've got...
rheumatism.
Okay.
Now it's arthritis.
Uh-huh. What about a disease that people used to get? Children would die from it, did...
diphtheria.
Okay. And a disease where your skin and eyeballs turn yellow.
That's yellow jaundice.
And when you have a pain down here and have to have an operation.
Appendix. Appendicitis.
Uh-huh. Any old-fashioned name for that?
Appendicitis. What they used to they'd leave off the A and just put appendicitis. He had appendicitis.
Uh-huh. And if someone ate something that didn't agree with him and it came back up, you say he had to...
he had sick stomach, or he vomited.
Okay. Any other
ways? Erped.
Huh?
Erped.
Uh-huh.
Up-jerked, or...
uh-huh.
There's several different names for it.
What's the nicest way of saying it?
Well, he vomited.
Uh-huh.
Then there's another one that it was always seemed like had a nasty sound to it, was he puked.
Uh-huh. And if someone vomited, you'd say he was sick.
He's sick at the stomach.
And say if a boy was spending a lot of time with a girl, kept on going over to the same girl's house, you'd say that he was...
going steady.
Okay. What did people used to say?